Hey, girl.
Hiya.
Tell us all where you were, tell us where you are, and tell us what happened in the last week.
Okay, so where I was in the beginning, we had just pre in my previous life, I was a tax accountant and I hated it. And for health reasons, we had just moved to North Carolina. And so at that point, I had the choice of, okay, I can go get another crappy job that I'm going to hate, or I can take this, the door's open for me to try and do this full time. And at the time, I'd just been kind of doing just the tech, the tech stuff part time. So I did. When Anna and I connected, the only clients I got were through referrals because I didn't know how to get clients. The clients I had loved me, but I had to depend on referrals. I was struggling. I was struggling to buy groceries. And it wasn't a pretty place, So, working with Anne, for me, what I valued the most, what's been like just the pure gold for me is how she says things, how she, I had the technology piece. I understood that and how to put things together. And I kind of had a basic idea of marketing, but it was the words. How do you put the words together to handle boundaries? For me, that was a huge thing. How to set boundaries with my clients, in a way that didn't feel horrible. So, for me working with Anne, it's been more about how to say things, mindset, some of the less tangible items, the skills that you've got to have that you can't learn from a book. You can't learn from, you have to go out and do them and practice and then come back to the call and go, "Oh God, I did this and this happened." And then she says, "Well, next time do this." And it's like, ding, ow, well, crap, that's easy. That's funny.
So recently, so you doubled your income in that first year of working with me, but then, and you've continued to move it, and you've, like really been building your platform, and you've been learning how to put those systems in place on how to market, right? How to actually, connect with clients. And I remember you said something, which I want to say, for those of you who are introverts, Sherry's an introvert. And
Big
so
time.
she said that, yeah, big time. Okay.
Okay, so I had spent years before meeting Anne following the gurus, getting all doing all on all the webinars, downloading all the ebooks, blah blah blah. There was all the things that I read of how they said that I should get clients, all the different techniques, blah blah blah. I physically could not do it. I could not do it. And then I looked at it and made myself wrong because I, oh, I'm such a wimp. I can't do this. For me, probably the biggest aha that I've ever had was taking the 4 and 4 course that Anne put out and teaching the way that the soft, authentic way she goes about getting a client. And I looked at it and I was scared to death. And I made myself try it because at that point it's like, it's either that or it's go get a job, Sherry. So what are you going to do? But I did it, and that is the first thing, the only thing I found in all the years I've had my business that was successful for me to get clients. It was the only way that worked for me.
Yeah, it is gold. What she's talking about in the 4 and 4 is 4 clients in 4 weeks. And that's a program I run every January. And of course, for my diamonds, they all get in it and they learn how to make connections. One of the biggest challenges for people is, as you're building a platform, how do you get clients? How do you go about getting clients? And one of the things that I think is really important is developing that skill. And it can be a skill that is not so hard. It just doesn't have to be, agonizingly painful like it was for Sherry and any other introvert. It can be something where you just really do it very naturally, and it can fit you. So, Sherry, about 2 weeks ago, before I came here, you were having a little bit of a breakdown, and you wanted to offer some sort of a program, and I told you no, that was a bright, shiny object syndrome, stop it, because it wasn't going to serve you for what you really wanted, right? And so I said, why don't
you do this? It was a Band-Aid.
It was a Band-Aid, yeah, and the Band-Aid was just going to, like, not stem what, it was not going to serve what you needed. Because in a few weeks, you'd be in the same situation. So I said, all right, now, what if you did this? And you can go ahead and tell the story now. Just feel free. You don't have to tell the details or anything. Just
okay. So she gave me this idea and to email out to my list, because I've got a decent-sized list, and that I would offer a scholarship, and they would have to apply for it, and it would only be so many. And then I could go from there. So I thought, okay, I'll try it. I got nothing, you know, got nothing to lose at this point. So I did. And I set a record this week. I mean, this is like the all-time high for me is I signed like three clients within a week, and all three did like pay in full. And...
For a year, you guys. For a year.
For
a month. Stay in full for a year.
For a year.
Stay in full for a year. Yeah.
I think prior to that, I didn't believe it was possible for me to do that.
Yeah. Sherry, are you doing tapping in the 25 clients in 25 days program? Some of it, at least?
Yeah. Some of it. I haven't made them all, but yeah.
Yeah. So you guys just have to know that when you do the clearing of your energy and when you take action, when you have something that fits you and you feel like you are in alignment with it, things happen.
It flows.
Magic happens. It flows. That's the point. Yeah. It flows.
And I just wanted to mention, too, because this, for me, was such, you know, when you talk about this kind of support that you offer. So a couple of weeks prior to that, I had the biggest breakdown I've ever had with regard to my business. And at that moment, I was truly going to quit. And, you know, and Anne tapped with me, gosh, for like the whole call plus. But that saved the business. That saved it. So you get the support you need.
You make me cry.
Me too.
Sherry, I can't imagine. The work you do is so powerful, and it is so important. You make such a difference. Your work makes such a difference, and I can't even imagine that not being available for people. Thank you for saying that.
And it was the key too of what you said earlier about, you know, you get to those spots in your business where you've had enough. You're like, I can't do it this way anymore. And that's where I was at. It wasn't that I wanted to quit, that I hated the business and I wanted to quit. It was that I couldn't keep going the way I had been going. And then then you brainstormed this idea with me. We threw it out there and things have, it's my mini miracle. So thanks.
You're welcome, sweetie.
You're
so welcome. Thank you for sharing that.